7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, is this thing on? It appears to be on. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, blah, blah, blah. You might notice things are starting off a little bit differently today. Yes, they are, because you're not going to get much of a show again today. What's happening today? Well, about an hour ago, I woke up to the sounds of my toilet erupting again. And yeah, so that happened, and we've got all kinds of problems and stuff to deal with. So I don't really have time to do any, well, you know, stupid pretend radio crap today. Just don't have it. So what are we going to do for Dubious Goals Committee today for Tobe? What are we happening? I don't know. How about this? Flat, boring hair? Well, bump it up.
Boring hairstyles?
With bump
it. Do you go through a can of hairspray trying to get that full volumized look?
And digital media sucks.
Then bump it up with Bump It's and get that salon-style look fast and easy. Bump It's are the incredible self-stripping hair accessory that give you perfect style and volume every time. Go from flat to fabulous instantly. Imagine being able to create today's hottest hairstyles in seconds. And they're so easy to use. Anyone can be a stylist. Simply part your hair at the crown, give a little tease, insert Bump It, fluff it up, and you're ready to go. Just look at the difference. Amazing! Go sexy, elegant, casual, sassy, flirty, and fabulous. With Bump It, you'll feel confident and beautiful every day. Styling hair can take forever and it just falls flat. Bump it up and your style lasts all day long. Bump It's are incredibly comfortable, stay completely concealed, and are super secure so they won't fall out. Wear Bump It's anywhere, every day. They're the easiest, most versatile hair accessory you've ever worn. One trip to the salon can cost over $100, so why not pick up your Bump It's today and get that salon look every day? You'll also get the small Bump It's. It's great to bump your bangs or bump a ponytail. And the large Bump It's, perfect for those special occasions or when you want a little extra high volume. Plus, the easy-to-follow style guide and this professional teasing comb. Choose from blonde, light brown, or dark brown black. Bump it up with Bump It's. Remember to pick up your Bump It's today.
You know, I think I will remember to pick up my Bump It's today. What do you think about that, Pippa? Yeah, so Pippa just arrived. This is great. So now I'm sitting here taking a little bit of a break because all this standing and doing stuff is messing up my back and my leg and it's killing me. And I am drinking a little bit of tea. What kind of a tea am I drinking today? I'm back on the Jade Tieguanyin, and I just said, forget it. I don't feel like drinking anything else. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing today. I got to deal with this crap. Deal with the cat here. Hi, yes, you're a good kitty. And if I don't pet her up, then she's going to walk 2 feet to the left, start chewing on, you know, expensive cables and stuff. Because, oh boy, isn't that fun. But I can't afford to do any of this crap right now. Because I need to be sleeping. Oh, but, you know, this tea is good. Oh, but to drink the tea, I had to take my hand off the cat for a minute.
Yes, you're a good baby.
Yeah, and you can't stop. Yeah. Hear that? That's the cat now rubbing her face up against the microphone. Yeah, he likes to rub your face against the microphone. Yeah, I know. I got to clean up the bed. See, this is the thing. Where the toilet exploded is where, you know, the cat kitty box is. And where the cat food and the cat water is. So, you know, I gotta wait for the floor to dry and everything so I can clean up the rest of the crap and get some new fresh. Why are you licking my jacket? Why are you my sweatshirt? My cat is licking my clothes again. So I gotta get all this crap cleaned up so that we can, yeah, rub your face up against it. That's so crazy. You're a crazy cat. So I can replace the cat water and the cat food, and oh my god, I just want to get some sleep. So I don't know, let's get into some music. There's some new stuff from Justin Johnson. Maybe digital media won't fail here, and maybe we'll actually be able to listen to some music, but maybe we won't, I don't know, because I'm still stalling for time here, and this crap still hasn't started. This is just a further waste of my time. After, here we go. Think about that, Pippa. Pippa liked it. Pippa liked the swampy blues guitar Justin Johnson was playing. It's pretty good, huh, Pippa? Yeah, Pippa says that's pretty good. Oh my god. So, yeah. What other weird crap can we get into?
Trying to be by myself. Myself, myself, myself. Visual dreamers. No one dreams enough to give me hope. I'm Delta Venus, and I'm trying to define myself. Myself, myself. I keep saying you could be into you, but you don't.
And inside you have something very beautiful, very sweet, white, very clean. I think it's the most clean thing that you can ever imagine.
Hello and welcome to another very exciting meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I am your host and chairman of the committee. And what do we have on our agenda today? First thing we have today is the Marmot Report. I did go out and look for marmots today, as I promised that I would. And strangely enough, I saw one. And technically, this marmot needs to be ranked as an unexpected marmot. An unexpected marmot is a marmot you do not expect to find. And that's different than a marmot you do expect to find. For example, if I go somewhere because I know there's going to be marmots there, then yes, when I find one, that is an expected marmot.
An example of an unexpected marmot would be, oh, I'm driving down the street and I just happen to look over into somebody's yard and there's a marmot there. Well, today I actually went out to find marmots, but the marmot wasn't where I expected it to be. And it was worse, even though it's at a place, it's at the wetlands, that's where I went. Even though he was there where marmots normally are, he was in an unusual place, somewhere where I've never seen a marmot. He was by the back gate, and then he ran under the shed as I walked by, and I was right next to him. I didn't even see him until he started running. So, that's rockin' good news. He was pretty chubby, getting ready for winter. And then, about 100 yards later, I saw a muskrat. So it was a very good muskrat and marmotty day. How many marmots did you see today? How many muskrats did you see today? Let me know. And while I'm waiting for your answers, you listen to this. When do we know if when we're broadcasting? Oh, we're on. Hello, my name is Tobe. You might know me from the no award-winning show Dubious Goals Committee that airs right here on and on radio every day at 1930 UTC. And tonight I'd like to talk to you about a very important subject. This will just take up just a couple of minutes of your valuable open mic time. So let's get straight to business. Do you remember a few years ago there was a movie entitled Con Air? And this movie starred Nicolas Cage and the guy who played Phantom Freak in the greatest movie of all time. That's right, Hackers. And Steve Buscemi was in it, and I think Danny Trejo was in it, and the Irish guy who was on Star Trek The Next Generation was in it, and what's his name was in it, and I forget his name. I can see his face, but it's not coming to me. Anyway, this movie was about a flight of prisoners. Get it? Con Air, Convicts Airlines. And they had to take some horrible, horrible criminals somewhere else, and they were flying them in an airplane. And Nick Cage was just let out of prison, but he had to be on the same airplane, and then all hell breaks loose and blah, blah, blah. Con Air. You've probably seen it. It's been on TV a whole bunch of times. You can't really miss it. Well, anyway, yes, Con Air. The show about transporting prisoners. Well, if you would like to make reservations on the Convicts Airline, Con Air, you can do so. Just call 1-800-3-CON-AIR. That number, once again, is 1-800-3-CON-AIR. If you need to transport some prisoners, or if you just like to fly around with psycho killers and mass murderers, 1-800-3-CON-AIR. In Espanol, 1-800-3-CON-AIR. This is a free telephone call anywhere in the United States and probably Canada. You do not need to use your VoIP account at this time. Just call 1-800-3-CON-AIR. And now, back to your regularly scheduled open mic.
Taka, 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 taka.